Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Ann Wilson on vocals, her sister Nancy on guitar. That's the group Heart bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C, co-author of Mean Girls at Work, co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me. What are the others, Catherine? A couple more, right?
Well, actually, Working with You is Killing Me was the very first of our best-selling books. And that's the book that has a chapter called Managing Up. It also has Managing Down, but that's the one that sort of touches all different areas of workplace relationships.
And I have had that book, but I think it's been, I think someone's borrowed it out of my I can always tell the good books in my library here at, in my studio, in my office. The good books are get borrowed quite frequently, so I think someone borrowed that one. They check it out. I'll have to get it back. Anyway, so we're talking about managing up. Tell us again what managing up means.
Managing up is a way of working with your boss where you take charge of the relationship by virtue of having certain practices that help both you and your boss focus, target the actions you need to do, and work together more cohesively.
Is this is managing up a veiled reference to training your boss? Proper care and feeding of your boss? That kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that. It's what it's doing is taking you out of the passive role, which is many people are waiting for their managers to become good bosses, and put you more in a proactive role. What? And actually, the qualities that we talk about are the ones that employers, such as yourself, have told us are the gold standard for them. Those are the employees they never want to lose.
Right. But also, don't presume. Here's one thing where I think employees get into trouble. If they hear what you just said about the boss is not a bit, the great boss or whatever, they start presuming that they're a better manager than he or she is.
Yeah.
And you probably probably aren't.
You probably aren't
because you don't know what's going on inside their head. You don't know all the different things that they're dealing with.
Correct.
And so you're gonna if you try to do too much managing and not enough coordinating, a little more coordinating. If you do too much managing, you're probably gonna get yourself into a bind.
Well, that brings us to one pivotal practice number three, which is keeping a pulse on your boss's changing priorities. And that has to do with just what you're saying. Most of us have no idea. Certainly, if it's a business owner, the many roles that that person's playing and the many pressures that he or she is dealing with. And in the course of a day, things can change dramatically. So we really recommend that you check in with your boss, even if you feel like you've got so much to do already or your plate is full or you just want to hunker down and focus on finishing that project or that proposal, that you check in with your boss, even just momentarily, just to find out, you know, is there anything specifically you want me to focus on today? Is something changed where your priorities would require me to work on something else today? And a lot of people are resistant to do this because they fear that this is going to mean too much more work for them. But usually what it means is that your boss has that feeling that you've got their back. What do you think about that?
I think that's excellent. And another thing is, you know, if I were there, I would go in with two sets of papers.
Yeah.
One would be bullets, short sentence bullets, in priority, and the other would be maybe a little more developed. And I'd see how the boss feels. Sometimes the boss is ready to talk. He wants to play. She wants to play. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
And I'll tell you one other thing. If you go in with your agenda, and you see the boss wants to get philosophical, they're wanting to unload or whatever, put your paper in your pocket and listen.
Yeah.
Because you're about to have a rare moment that other people in your organization would kill to have. You know what I'm talking about, Catherine?
I do, and I think that that's true. And, I mean, that can be disturbing if you've taken a long time to wait and meet with your boss.
Yeah.
then they wax philosophical. But yes, I think it's true that very few, most business owners don't have the time, nor do they have sort of the outlets to wax philosophically. And so if you get that, you're really getting a piece of the culture and finding out much more about who your boss is and what their vision is.
And can I say this to the millennials? Don't miss that opportunity. Sometimes the boss just wants to talk to someone, and you could have the opportunity to have a moment with your boss. And what I have seen, Catherine, I've seen it. I've seen millennials more than once act like, well, I can't believe he's talking to me about these boring things. Mm-hmm. And they act like that, you know, and as if because maybe the boss went back, you know, 5 years or 10 years to talk about something. If the boss is sharing a moment with you, you should let it happen.
Yeah, and also a technical thing, which is to put your smartphone away for any meeting with your boss. Put your phone away. You know, if they start talking, don't start checking your email or your text.
Right.
Which may sound obvious, but many people don't understand that that's what they need to do.
One more quick one. Can you give me a bullet, a real quick bullet?
Anticipate problems and offer solutions. And that has to do with just keeping an eye out. There are things in every industry that go wrong. If you're in manufacturing, production screws up, delivery screw up. If you're in hospitals, there are going to be big flows of patients or supplies run out. But you as an employee, anticipate problems and offer solutions for your boss before the emergency arrives.
I like it. K-Squared.com, right?
Yes.
All right.
K-Squared Enterprises.
K-Squared Enterprises. Catherine Crowley, will you come back again soon, Catherine?
Certainly.
We'd love to have you here. Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.